It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It certainly was an eventful week in Pittsburgh last week with Mayor Ravenstahl's announcement that he will not be seeking re-election and speculation about who is entering the race. We welcome in our city and county council reporter, 90.5 WESA's Noah Brode. Noah, good day.
Hello, Paul.
Mayor Ravenstahl is out of the race, which makes things a little more inviting for those who might want to jump in. So do we know who's in at this point besides Bill Peduto and Michael Lamb?
Well, there is talk, and this sort of emerged over the weekend on Saturday. Pennsylvania's former Auditor General, Jack Wagner, who is also a former city councilman, he sent a press release all the way from Israel, where he, I suppose, is visiting right now. And he said that he is considering jumping in for the Democratic primary. And we had known before that he was considering the mayor's race in general. He was thinking about running as an independent in the fall. But he said the mayor's announcement that he won't seek re-election is changing the race, that the situation is different now, and that now he is considering a run in the Democratic primary.
And the situation certainly has changed. Mayor Ravenstahl said at his press conference last Friday that he is definitely endorsing someone for mayor. He has someone in mind, but not someone who was yet in the race. Might Jack Wagner be that person?
I have my suspicions about that, especially considering the timing of all this. As soon as the mayor made that remark and made his remarks on Friday, then the next day, essentially, Mr. Wagner comes out and makes his announcement that he is once again considering a run in the primary. So the timing of it all seems to point to something like that, although I wouldn't be able to say for sure.
On Wednesday, Councilman Ricky Burgess is hosting a post-agenda meeting and a public hearing on the future hiring of the next chief of police in Pittsburgh. And the forced resignation of Nate Harper is certainly linked to the mayor's announcement that he is not seeking re-election. So these things are related, but as far as going forward, what will happen at this meeting?
So first, at the post-agenda meeting, I believe that's at 1 o'clock, Reverend Burgess is going to sort of invite a few experts. I'm not sure exactly who he's inviting, but they're going to speak about, you know, what you want in your next police chief and what sort of attributes you're looking for. And that's a closed meeting to the public. That's you can sit in on it, but you can't make your comments. Essentially, then what happens at 2 o'clock is at the public hearing, you know, people from all across the city can come into council chambers and essentially let city council know what they want from their next police chief. And so I expect there to be a pretty good attendance at that meeting, considering all the things that have gone on in the past few weeks.
Certainly. And there also is the question of how and when will the new police chief be chosen. The mayor normally chooses the police chief. Certainly Mayor Ravenstahl is the one who chose Nate Harper some 6 years ago. Will the interim police chief stay in that office until the next mayor is elected? What will happen?
That I couldn't give you a definite answer. It would seem to make sense to me to hang on to an interim chief, especially because it would be a period less than a year between the current mayor and the next mayor, considering that Mr. Ravenstahl is not going to run again. And so the next mayor may want to nominate somebody of his own for the police chief position. What will happen is whenever that nomination is made, whether it's by Mayor Ravenstahl or by the next mayor, whoever that may be, then that nomination will be made for police chief. Then city council will have to vote to confirm that. And so what we have in city council is a situation where I suppose we have some current backers of Mayor Ravenstahl. We have some current opponents, I suppose, of Mayor Ravenstahl. One of the, I believe, backers of Mayor Ravenstahl is Mr. Burgess. He says he's looking for something pretty specific in the next police chief.
I will not vote for anyone who is a current or former member of the Pittsburgh Police. But in addition to that, I'm not going to vote for anyone who does not have a proven track record of supporting a deterrent-based approach to policing and a public health approach to policing.
So I wouldn't be able to say for sure whether Mayor Ravenstahl will be the one making the nomination before his term expires, or whether he's going to let this interim chief, close out his term and allow the next mayor to make that nomination. Either way, City Council is the one that the body that votes to confirm the next police chief.
And it's interesting to hear Mr. Reverend Burgess's comments about the who the new police chief should be or where that new chief should come from. We had a recent discussion on the program about whether it is better to hire a chief from within the ranks, the current ranks of the police force, or to go outside of that or even outside of the city. And clearly, Reverend Burgess here is saying we need a fresh start.
It seems that way, and it really seems like he's taking the lead on this matter of council's role in the the say in who the next chief will be. He's organized a press conference to let people know about this public hearing last week. He played a major role in that press conference and is going to be the one hosting this post agenda and public hearing. So it looks like he's the one who's stepping forward and saying, council wants to have a say in the choosing of the next police chief. And that's the way he feels. It looks like we might have some allies on council who believe that the next chief should come from outside the bureau. And I guess that position would be just that they do need that fresh start and not somebody who is from this bureau that is under investigation.
We're talking with 90.5 WESA's Noah Broad. He covers city and county council for us. And clearly there were problems with the police in Pittsburgh before the revelations about the questionable finances were unearthed. Teresa Smith has introduced legislation that would order the city controller to create a special trust fund. What can you tell us about this?
Right. So this legislation essentially would attempt to clear up the financial issue that it appears allowed the city police to create this special fund in the Greater Pittsburgh Police Federal Credit Union. That fund was created from an administrative fee on off-duty detail work. And that administrative fee was lumped together with officers' off-duty detail work pay. And when it should have been going to the city, it was instead going to this account. And they believe what's happening there is that they took that administrative fee revenue and used it in this special sort of secret account. And so what this would do, it would be to divert that administrative fee, which is meant to go to the city, we would divert that fee into a special account of its own, which should have been happening since the legislation was made in 1990. And so essentially what this does is replaces that 1990 law about off-duty detail work for police and clears up the issue of where the administrative fee should go.
At the mayor's news conference on Friday, the tragedy of Cassandra Wade was brought up, and Councilman Burgess is also bringing back a pair of bills that would reform domestic violence policies at the Bureau of Police. Explain the timing here.
Well, that's something I'm curious about myself. This is coming up this week for discussion. I believe he's reintroducing it this week. He had sort of taken a little break from this issue. Of course, Miss Wade was murdered New Year's Eve. It's believed by her abusive boyfriend. And
the controversy here was over the 911 call that police responded to and then left.
The issue was, did they follow protocol by leaving because they weren't certain that it was a domestic violence issue? And so that was sort of unresolved. And Councilman Burgess introduced this legislation but immediately held it for several weeks and saying that, he wanted to convene with a large group of domestic violence advocates and experts and see what was the best course of action to take with this legislation. It appears now that that committee, that sort of ad hoc committee that he created, has now come together with some actual recommendations for his legislation that would reform domestic violence policies in the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police. It looks as though that has sort of come back to council now and is ready for discussion in council. So we'll see this week what those bills have to offer.
And clearly there are people in the community who want to see some sort of action taken.
Right. This is an issue that was huge in January and sort of I don't want to say fell by the wayside, but was put on hold, essentially, with all of these new allegations and the resignation of Mr. Harper and some of the other issues that have taken place in the city over the last month. But now it appears it may be coming back.
One final issue to bring up, coming up on Tuesday, the proposal to create a new TIF district that would help build a new residential office development in Hazelwood. What is all this about?
Right. And so this is a new tax increment financing district, and these are sort of the big one in the news was the proposed one for the Buncher Company development in the Strip District. That never happened, and they withdrew their application. These TIF districts are meant to sort of have the city, you know, float a bond, give it to this company so that they can build their development. Then the company pays the city back over time. That's essentially how it works. And so what they're doing here is, you know, building not only a couple office buildings, I believe, but also some commercial space and some apartments, possibly some townhomes. I'm not certain. But right there along the riverfront in Hazelwood. And so this comes at the same time that council is discussing the possible retraction of another TIF. It's been paid off in full. This is one in North Oakland. And so I essentially what you're seeing here is the deletion of one TIF that played out and was successful and the creation of another one just to keep development going in Pittsburgh.
90.5 WESA reporter Noah Brode covers city and county council for us. Noah, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, psychologist Robert Schwartz joins us to discuss five principles for living, loving, and playing well with others when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.